Liz Erlewine's my guest about the Forest of History, a new installation going in Friday, and the artist is going to be here. We're so excited about this new exhibit. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me here.
It's poetic, and it's got a lot of, to me, almost an organic feeling sometimes. How did you guys discover it, and how did this exhibition come about?
Well, we like to bring installation art to Purdue University. It's nice to have an opportunity to look at work that is not always so object-based. It's more about the experience, the use of space, and how the visitor can engage with the work. And so we had a call for installation artists to submit proposals, and we received a proposal from this artist.
Tell us a little bit about Myung-Yung Yu.
Yes, he just relocated to Arizona, so that's where he'll be traveling from. He is originally from South Korea and has been in the U.S. for a while. He's lived in Japan and China, South Korea, the United States, and we're really excited to see what he's going to bring to Indiana.
The exhibit is called Forest of History, and it opens Friday. It goes through September 23rd, and it's kind of nice that you guys actually will have him here, and he'll talk a little bit about the exhibit as well, right?
That's right. So with installation art, the artist has to be on site to create their work. So he'll be here for a full week designing and constructing his piece. So we will actually have him working in the space on the 17th, the evening of Thursday the 17th, and visitors can pop in and see him at work, and then we'll have our opening reception on the 18th, and the artist will be there and able to share some comments about his work.
Very exciting. We're talking about the Fountain Gallery in downtown Lafayette, there in the historic Perrin Building. It's always sort of nice because school is getting ready to start, and so this is actually before the official start, so actually this is a great time if students have been getting settled in and moving in. This is a great time for them to come down before classes start and check it out.
Well, that's what we hope. We are coinciding our event with the Boiler Bridge Bash, which brings in incoming freshmen to Purdue University and gets them across the bridge to see businesses downtown. So we'll have the artists working there on site, and they can get an introduction to our exhibition.
Great. And it's great for a family, too, to come down. If it's a Friday night, you know, there's plenty of parking around to be able to come in and experience this and actually see an artist here working.
Yes, absolutely. It will be an exciting time.
What else is going on? Because I know you guys have Ringel Gallery and all sorts of stuff going on with Purdue Galleries. Where can they find out about more, and what else is happening?
Well, we really encourage visitors to check us out on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We'll see up-to-the-minute updates about our installs, our exhibitions, and all sorts of exciting information there. You can also visit us at www.purdue.edu/galleries.
So I know there's been a call for drawing. I think I've seen that recently. That's going on. There's the at Stewart Center, Ringel Gallery. It's got to be a little bit of a juggling act because this is only actually here through the 23rd of September.
Yes, we're changing our schedule for the Fountain Gallery. We'll have three exhibits a semester down at that location, and then two exhibits at our Ringel Gallery in Stewart Center. In the Patty and Rusty Roof Galleries in Powell Hall, we'll have about 10 shows cycling through featuring work by students and faculty of the visual and performing arts at Purdue. So yes, we keep busy.
Yeah, no doubt. And so if you come and visit, make sure you tag yourself on social media and tag the galleries. My guest is Liz Erlewine, and the Forest of History starts Friday the 18th, and actually the artist will be here for a whole week. We're excited about the Forest of History. I'm curious, it's got to be nice, you know, we have the river going through, we have these great cornfields, and, you know, as harvest comes around, this is inspired by nature and a lot of these incredibly beautiful animals. It's kind of neat to have, whether it's, you know, South Korean, Pennsylvanian, here in Indiana, that sort of connection to nature has got to be an interesting perspective to be brought here.
Yes, Myung-Yung Yu is really interesting in the way that he looks at how we build and grow cultural history. So he's looking at our identity as a culture as a growing organic being. And so he takes found elements such as old newspapers that have text and different letter forms on them and reconstructs them as these growing masses that appear to live in the space. So it's a really interesting way to connect the idea of our existence with the natural environment.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it. It's called Forest of History, and it's at the Fountain Gallery. Liz, we're looking forward to it and hope you'll come back and tell us more.
Thanks, absolutely.